the $140 poinsettia plant. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. FedEx released its profits this morning. There may also be some guidance in there about the current quarter, during which FedEx, along with other shipping companies, is hoping for a bounce this holiday season. Among the factors playing in their favor is the calendar, just 26 days, because Thanksgiving is so close to Christmas this time round. The idea is that people might get caught out and have to rely on speedier and pricier shipping options, Marketplace's Noel King reports.
Some retail analysts think the compressed holiday season will have more people paying extra for quick shipping. Some of those retail analysts are speaking from personal experience.
I have a lot of shopping to do here over the next 7 days. I get it done every year, but I always wait till the last minute.
Jack Atkins is a research analyst with Stevens Inc. He thinks the shorter holiday season could offer what he calls a tailwind for companies like UPS and FedEx. But he says any potential profits could be undercut by the snow and ice storms that have hit much of the country this year.
We've got to bring in additional people to make sure that all the packages get processed through on time.
And, of course, you have to pay those people. And not all analysts are convinced that procrastinating shoppers will give shippers a bounce. David Ross is a transportation analyst at Stifel.
The difference between, say a 4 week or a 5 week or a 3 week, holiday season isn't, that big of a deal if the last minute shopper has always been there.
Ross says he thinks 3.5 weeks is plenty of time for most people. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.
There are additional limits today on Bitcoin in China. The largest exchange in China for trading the online virtual currency says it's no longer allowing deposits in the yuan. That's, of course, the Chinese currency. 2 weeks ago, China's central bank stopped banks from handling Bitcoin payments. Bitcoin is to regular money what indie garage bands are to mainstream pop. But the virtual currency is tough to regulate and is a handy system to launder ill-gotten gains. A new Senate bill would ban companies from denying a job to an applicant because their credit score is low. Democrat Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts introduced the legislation, arguing job applicants should be able to compete for work based on their abilities, not their economic standing. As we've been reporting, many employers do credit checks and look askance at applicants who've run into trouble paying their bills. Warren argues that discriminates against lower-income people or job applicants who may have been through a divorce, an expensive illness, or simply an earlier job layoff. Some human resources experts argue that credit checks are a useful piece of a wider portfolio of information that employers need to figure out whom to hire.
Marketplace is not some engulf and devour corporation. It is a nonprofit and it is listener supported. So to keep our coverage strong and relevant, what you could do is make a tax-deductible gift to Marketplace today. Your gift in any amount will really help us keep you up to date and well-informed wherever you are. Donate at marketplace.org by the end of this year.
As we look at the future of coal this week, one group that's not much of a fan of the coal industry right now are Native Americans in the Pacific Northwest. 57 tribes in the region have come together to oppose plans to build coal export terminals in Oregon and Washington State. From the public media collaborative Earth Fix, Ashley Ahern looks at one tribe's fight in Washington against what could become the largest coal export terminal in North America.
Jay Julius pulls up his hoodie and guns the engine of his fishing boat as we leave the Lummi Reservation just south of the Canadian border. Julius is a council member of the Lummi Nation, and Cherry Point, just ahead of us, used to be a home base for his people before they signed the land over to the federal government in the 1850s. Human remains dating back more than 3,000 years have been found there.
So that's Cherry Point, and then the cliff starts right there, and that's where the signs of an ancient village are. Monstrous village.
Coal companies have their way, there could be an export terminal there. At maximum capacity, the Gateway Pacific Terminal would draw more than 450 ships per year to pick up Wyoming coal and deliver it to Asia. Those ships would travel through tribal fishing areas. For the Lummi, whose membership hovers around 4,500 people, the $15 million fishing industry is a key economic driver. Brightly colored crab pots dot the water around Julius's boat.
So you have numerous fishermen up here right now fishing. What does that mean to our treaty right to fish? This will be no more.
Tribal treaty fishing rights are powerful in this region. Tribes have stopped other projects, like fish farms or waterfront developments, when they demonstrated that the projects would affect their fishing areas. Tribes and other communities in the Northwest are worried the increase in coal trains will cause traffic congestions and pollution along the train route, and they're worried about the effects of climate change once the coal's burned. More than 50 tribes have signed a letter opposing the coal export proposals in the region. One Lummi tribal member took things a step further. Jewel James carved a 22-foot-long totem pole and drove it on the back of a truck from the coal fields of Wyoming all the way to British Columbia, along the proposed route of the coal trains. He stopped in Seattle to talk.
We're hoping that this route that we're taking will help unify people all along that train route.
James says he feels for the families in the coal industry who have suffered as domestic coal use has gone down in recent years.
We know what it's like as Indian country to wake up one morning and don't have a job because we have the highest unemployment, underemployment, the worst poverty in the country.
Coal use in the U.S. has dropped as more coal-fired power plants close or shift to natural gas. That has coal companies trying to find routes to sell their product overseas. But the route to the Asian market through the Northwest won't be an easy one if the people who were here first have anything to say about it. I'm Ashley Ahern for Marketplace.
If you missed our reporting from Montana yesterday about how many on the Crow Reservation are embracing coal, it's also at marketplace.org. And a holiday scam in Italy goes like this. Tough guys go into businesses selling a poinsettia. One Stella di Natale for 100 euros or 140 bucks, such a deal for a single poinsettia. If the shopkeeper declines the offer, unfortunate things can happen, like mysterious vandalism. Authorities say it's the mob trying to raise money for legal fees. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.